Right, so here I am with Jodine, who's our lovely DJ Licorica. And CC. And Raul, who's in Radio Rebel Day. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Welcome.
Yeah, pleasure.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah, so Raul, you probably need to be on the mic. That's great. Good. And yes, so tell us, so what's this event tomorrow? There's a big event, isn't
there? No, not tomorrow. Tomorrow, next weekend.
Oh, sorry. Did I get the date wrong? Whoops. Yeah. Okay.
No, that's okay. It's for Labor Weekend, of course. So we've got a three-day weekend coming up next weekend. And we're putting on a fabulous event at the Bay on the Sunday. And it's basically a celebration of this fusion of Latin and Kiwi music and food that's happening at the moment, I've noticed, both on Waiheke, obviously, and in Auckland. So we're putting on a tropical music fiesta, and it's a day-to-night event. Kicks off at 4 o'clock. I'm going to play for a couple of hours to open the event, and Radio Rebellion will be on from 6 o'clock. And kids are welcome, so families can come down after the Touch a Truck event or whatever it is. I think that wraps up at about 3 o'clock. Mm. So,
and where is this?
The
event?
At the Bay.
At the Bay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
lovely.
At Matiutia. Right. So, it's going to be lovely because we've got the outdoor stage. So it's going to go ahead with a, independent. So if it is a bit too rainy, we'll just pull everything inside. But forecast is not looking too bad. So hopefully we can have Radio Rebaldi on the outdoor stage till about 7:30.
Wow.
And then we're having special guests from Auckland, Bobby Brazuca, playing from 7:30 to 8:30. And then we're very lucky to have Latin Aotearoa visiting the island again. I think they played at the Sandbar for New Year's last year. And they're a three-piece, just released an album this year with fabulous reviews. And really sophisticated trio, play a lot of bossa nova kind of style rhythms, reggaeton. They're a really smooth, classy act. So that's just going to be a fabulous day.
Wow, that sounds amazing.
There,
So what time is that predicted to end, or it goes on until?
Well, Latin Aotearoa will finish up around 10. Because we have to sort of finish the music outdoors by 10, and then it moves inside, and I'll be playing another set. We've also got another special guest from Auckland, MC Aiku, who is a reggaeton MC from Cuba, and he'll be performing over top of my set. We're going to have projections. There's going to be a lot of decoration from Vintage Amusements as well. We're really lucky to have them on board. So there'll be lots of games and fun signage and things going on, and a few monkeys running around here and there. So it should be a really colourful, fun sort of festival day.
Sounds amazing. And it also sounds nice that you could come in early with the kids and still enjoy a bit of a dance set.
Yeah,
because, you know, with the stuff that you'll be playing, it'll be a nice kind of hangout music, or you might be doing
We'll start it pretty chill, and then, we'll see how the crowd goes. If people are bopping up and down, I can always ramp it up a little, and then for Radio Rebaldi to come on, because people always jump up and down for Radio Rebaldi.
Well, it's actually quite nice to have an early set, because you guys are really dancey, but at the same time, it means that, people who've got children can kind of come along and enjoy that, because I often find that was my problem when I had small children. It was like I don't get to actually
get
do
to
any
out.
Of the dancey stuff, which I really enjoy, because everything ends so late. So it's actually really great.
Totally.
And then nice that you're doing another set, and also that it's that kind of mix of Waiheke that we know and we're familiar with, but also something new.
Yeah, totally. I definitely wouldn't miss Latin Aotearoa. It'll be a really fun act to see.
And I love the idea that it's that sort of, you know, one of the things that I think we miss out on sometimes is just, like that kind of welcoming of summer and something, some real opportunity to just get out there and be there as a community. And also, I'm sure there'll be, visitors as well, because it's the Labor Weekend, but just have a really nice time. So how much are these tickets?
So we're selling them $15 as pre-sales and $20 on the door. And you can get tickets from Double Shot and Oniroa. You can also get tickets online. There's a booking fee online from Dash Tickets, which is dashtickets.co.nz. And, you can just book your tickets online. Pre-sales will be available probably right up until Saturday. And then from Sunday, we'll be just selling them from the door. So
cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal. Two vans, two DJs. We've got fire performers as well.
Heaps of
fun.
Yeah,
there's lots going on.
It's
going
to be going off. Now, tell us then, Radio Rebelde, how's it all going?
Yeah, it's going great. We are very excited because it's going to be our first gig in a few months. So we normally hibernate during the winter and kind of jump on new songs and new originals and some new covers, all on the kind of dancehall Latin stuff that we like, ska. It's great to be playing with Jodine again, because she's normally our guest in our bigger sound system. So now we are her guest, which is great. So Chikilikorika will be opening, and then we'll be playing, and then yeah, Auckland people coming with more Latin vibes, which is going to be great.
Lovely. And so the new stuff that you're doing, can you talk a little bit about that? Is there anything that's changing, or that you're adding?
It's always changing. I mean, we in fact have one new band member, which is great. So this year we've been trying a whole lot of new musicians that have been coming on board, some left overseas, and now we have the first Kiwi in the band, which is great. we have people from England and people from Australia and people from France and Colombia and Argentina, and we were missing a Kiwi. So luckily now we have Pete, who's an amazing, really, musician, and he plays trombone and he plays also trumpet. So that gives a really nice colour to the songs.
Ah, lovely.
Yeah, so great. It's great.
Yeah, it's a new brass lineup. That's cool. Yeah. Looking forward to that.
And any particular artists that you're starting to play some of their stuff that you're thinking?
We always do our own kind of versions of everything, right, really. So what we are trying to do is mix up the original covers. And some cases are pretty similar to originals, but we are mixing anything from, you know, The Clash to French bands to Spanish bands to Argentinian bands. Now we are doing a cumbia, first Colombian song.
Ooh,
we're doing.
Right.
So, you know, we are really kind of diving into different styles, but also trying to make it sound like the Rebeldes.
Yes. Oh, wonderful. Mm.
Great.
So how big is the band now?
Well, we are eight.
Eight.
So we've been oscillating in between seven. Seven is the core group, and then we, you know, we're up to nine a few months ago. Now we are eight. Yeah, it's a big band, though.
Lovely.
It's great. Yeah.
Great.